I want to start reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Read verse number 1, then we'll skip down to verse 7 and then some other verses there in the same chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 1. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Skipping down to verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Skipping down to verse 14. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him. And then skipping over to Ephesians chapter 4, two verses, verse 11 and 12. Ephesians 4 and 11, the Bible says, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. A few services back, we were talking about the word forward and trying to encourage everyone to move forward in your walk with the Lord. And that you could just set your sights on doing more, becoming more, growing more, developing in the knowledge of the Lord over these next coming weeks and months. You realize that this is the last service of January. Didn't we just start January? We did. That's how quick that the months go by. You'll be saying that quicker than you realize in just a few months. This year will be a blur. So we need to take advantage of the time that God has given to us and move forward for God. Grow in the things of the Lord. We've read that word. That word is in our text here, Ephesians 4 and 12, that God puts these different gifts in the church, and one of the reasons that he does, for the perfecting of the saints. That doesn't mean to make us perfect in the sense that we have no flaws. It's a word that is describing that we're maturing, we're growing, we're developing. We don't want to be what we are now a few months from now. We want to have grown in the knowledge of the Lord and to move forward in what the Lord wants to teach us, and maybe in new ways that he would want to use us to grow, to develop, to learn, to not stay the same, but to move forward. Amen. Now, I know that whenever I read that first verse where it says, now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. It may have came to your mind, uh-oh, he's going to talk to us about what our gifts are, and he's going to try to pressure us to do things. Sometimes, maybe it is the responsibility of the pastor to pressure people, but I don't think most of the time that really gets all that much accomplished. The real task that God puts people like pastors and teachers and ministers in the body of Christ to perfect the saints, to encourage them, to somehow motivate them, challenge them to move up, to be more, to really be what the Lord has created you to be. I don't think that any of us can really ever be full of joy like Jackie was mentioning. Every task, every job, every work that we have in our life, it can be either a drudgery, or it can be a joy. And the way that we can transfer it or change it from a burden and a drudgery to joy is when we recognize God has created me to do this. He's not only called me, He's created me, and He's given to me gifts to get the job done. Amen. I can remember when Marsha and I were just starting to talk about getting married, and I had talked to her about, you know, I remember when I told her, I feel called to the ministry. I remember thinking, her saying rather, oh no, you're called to preach. You're going to be, she had been raised in a pastor's home, and she knew some of the things that pastors experience, some of the things they go through, and she was looking at some of those negative aspects. Of course, you know, that's not the way it's been all these years. But it is very easy to look at some of the things that we do in the work of the ministry, all of us, and to see it as a job that has to get done. And if you look around, you can just look around the church. Physically, there are things that always need to be done. And there's things in every department of the work of the Lord, the work of the ministry that you can, if you look at the Sunday school, if you look at every part of the ministry and of the church, you can look at it all and say, that needs work. That could be better. That needs to develop. That needs to make some progress. Because that's what you see. That's what we can see in the church and the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, that there are always things that need to be done. Always things that need to be done. But not everyone is gifted for the same task. Amen. We are not all gifted for the same callings and the same ministry, and it's so important that we find our place. That's why that the Apostle Paul says what he did here. He says, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I don't want you to misunderstand. I don't want you to be ignorant. I want you to have some knowledge and some understanding about this that I have gifted you to accomplish. You know, and there's no greater joy than finding something beyond yourself, outside of what's in your own little circle of, you know, for your own life and your own personal responsibility, and start investing in that. Start giving in that. Start blessing and serving in that capacity. And there's so much, I believe, that a lot of Christians miss out on because they never take the step. They're never willing to step out and to do what the Lord would have you to do. So it's not the Lord's will that we stay in ignorance concerning these gifts. Verse 7 says, the manifestation of the Spirit. This is a work of the Spirit of God. This isn't just the preacher pressuring you, do this job. We need somebody to do this job. No, this needs to be more than that. It needs to be more than us being pressured to do a job. It needs to be a work of the Spirit in our life. The manifestation of the Spirit, where the Spirit of God does a work and makes it obvious that you are gifted in that particular area. And when that takes place, then it says that all will profit with all. And that just means you'll profit. Everyone around you profits. The body of Christ profits. Everyone is blessed and profits because you find that place that God has called you and has gifted you to fulfill. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we know that in the body, we are all, and we read to you these verses 14 through 18, that in the body of Christ, we are not all the same. We are all unique. We all have unique giftings and callings and ministries. And when you find that place, you say, how do I know? Well, experiment. Try it. And if it don't suit you, if you don't fit you, if you walk into a Sunday school class of fifth graders and you're miserable and you know you're not getting anywhere with them, and you spend that time with them and you pray over them and you prepare, and you just, after you've experimented with it, and you realize, I just don't fit in this group. then there may be another age group that you will fit in. Or maybe God hasn't necessarily gifted you as a teacher. Maybe there's another task, another calling, another ministry where He would want to use you. But the important thing is that you're used. The important thing is that you find that place so that whenever you do that task, that everything, everyone profits by it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So we find our place. We find our work. We find our ministry. So these giftings, they come as a work of the Spirit of God. And when the Spirit of God is working on you and dealing with you, understand that He shaped you and prepared you and has called you to fulfill that task. Now, don't think that just because at first impression that you feel backward about it and you don't want to do it. You'll have to remember that a number of people in the Scripture, when God called them to do a particular task, that they immediately backed off from it and said, I'm not qualified. I can't do that job. Moses, I can't do this job. I can't even talk plain. How can I? And the Lord said, I'll give you a voice. I'll give you a way. I've gifted you. His gift was to lead. His gift was to be a leader to the children of Israel. And God, in the areas of His weakness, God compensated with someone else that could fill that lacking. But at first, His thought was, I can never do that job. I can't do that job. Many of the prophets, same response. That was Jeremiah, I can't do this. I'm just a child. I can't do this. I'm young. I'm inexperienced. I can't do this task. You remember when Saul was called king, he hid among the stuff. He didn't feel qualified. He didn't feel like that he could fulfill. But God had called him for that task. And once he stepped forward in faith and began to try it out, experiment a little bit with it. Now, I know that some of you are Chevy people. Some of you are Ford people. Some of you are other things. Now, if you love Chrysler products, then that's your business. If you've got a Dodge or a Ford or something, that's fine. I've had them too, and that's why I don't have them no more. Because I had trouble. I tried it. I had trouble, and I had head gaskets blow and transmission problems, and I just said, no more. Other people just think, I had no trouble. This is wonderful. No problems. I tried it out. And I just decided, I don't think I'm ever going to go back that way again. Now, I've offended about a third of you that are driving. But go try it. Test it. Amen. And see if it suits you, if it's what you need. Experiment in the call and the task. Just see, maybe you'll be that person that can fulfill that task. You know, there's nothing more wonderful whenever you see someone serving in some capacity and you watch them and observe them and you can just see, God has just called them to do that work. God has just called them. And everything that God just uses them and their giftings and their abilities, and it's amazing. Amen. Brother Greg, he's a teacher. That's his gift. He's a teacher. And he can explain math, and he can explain all this stuff to these kids. Every once in a while, he has to be gone, and I go in there, and it's just pretty crazy. Because I'm just doing my best to corral them and keep them from climbing the walls. And they'll come up, and they'll raise their flag, and I'll go over there, and they'll say, I can't do this problem. And I look at it and I stare at it because it's been 40 years since I've done any of that. And when I did do it, I couldn't do it that well. And so I stare at it for a while. And finally, if I can't quite figure it out, I'll finally just say, you're going to have to wait till tomorrow, till Brother Gilpin gets back. And he'll help you with this problem. But for now, read your Bible. can't help you in that task. And he goes in, and it's natural to him. Natural. It's his calling. It's his gift. It's ability. And every one of us, we have those giftings and those abilities. I can remember my girls when they were in his class, and they were always like, Brother Gilpin's so hard, and he's so harsh, and he's so mean. But they would later have to admit, he was the only one that could really explain that stuff to us. He was hard on us, but at least he could explain it to us and teach us what we needed to learn. We all have our gifts and our callings, do we not? God puts in the body of Christ. We're all different. We all have different abilities, different callings, and we become aware of that by the working of the Spirit of God. The working of the Spirit of God. Many pastors are exhorters by gift. Many are. An exhorter is someone who sees the spiritual condition of people and tries to help them to move forward. That's typically what pastors do. Not all pastors are exhorters, but many times they are, because they observe, they're kind of in tune to where people are spiritually. And they want to try to encourage them and push them forward and give them some ways. Point one, point two, if you'll do this and you'll do this and you'll do this and you'll do this, then you will make some progress in your walk with the Lord. All people of God in the body of Christ, we all have various giftings, and they have come to us by the Spirit. Amen. Amen. And the great joy is when you find your calling and your gift and you get involved in that and you fulfill that task. Amen. Well, I was there in Nicaragua. They introduced me to this lady who was, I don't know how old she is. It's hard to tell when these Nicaraguans, I can't tell their age, but she looked to be maybe my age, mid-50s. And they said, she is the caretaker. She takes care of the grounds, and she watches over the property here. They have like a conference center and a church and some dormitories and just a lot of buildings that have been built, and there's walls that are around it. And she watches that. The whole time that I was there, when I would leave in the morning to go to be in the services, when I would get back around noon, she had been in my room. She'd been in the other brothers' rooms, the ministry people, in their rooms. She had cleaned our room. She had made our beds. She had cleaned the restroom. She had taken our towels. And she is a servant. She is a servant. I said, well, what did you do, brothers? Did y'all just find her and hire her to do this job? They said, oh, no. At first, no. At first, she just did the job. At first, she just had such a love for this work here and caring for the work of the ministry here. She started doing it on her own. She didn't even have anywhere to live. She had been deserted by her husband and years before. And she was a single lady who was just serving there around the church and around the grounds, the ministry there. And he said, for some time she worked here, and she did all these things that she does now without any pay. She didn't even have anywhere to live. She just had a little lean-to made out of tin that was leaned up against one of the other buildings. And she stayed in that little hut. And she cleaned the church, and she ministered all over the grounds and kept it clean and just served. And they said, when we saw how valuable she was, we wanted to make sure that we could take care of her. So when they built another wing with some additional rooms that were needed, they built a little area for her, a room for the caretaker, and with a kitchen and a bedroom and a little place for her that's very, very nice. And now they pay her a little amount every, and they can leave Nicaragua and be gone for weeks and months and come back and know that it's going to be perfectly taken care of, because she's a servant, and she is so full of joy. She is so happy to serve, and she has found her place in the work of the ministry. The happiest people in the church are those people who have found that a spiritual gift is a divine ability that God has given to you. He's put it into your heart. He's given you that ability for the purpose of strengthening the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Everybody finds their gift. Everyone should find their gift. Everybody here, all 32 or 3 of us that are here tonight, you all have a calling. You all have giftings. You all have ability. And the church is so much more advanced and accomplishes so much more whenever we find our place, our calling, and we move in that. Amen? It's true. It's true. And what's wonderful about it is the preacher doesn't have to get up and say, I've got to have 3 more people to do this job. And finally, I pressure people and pressure people till finally some will give in and say, okay, I'll do that one. I'll do that job. And you can tell they really don't want to do it. They don't have the heart for it. They don't have the calling for it. They're just doing it because I put a lot of pressure on. I don't want to do that. I want you to find your call. I want you to find your place. Then I want you to come to me and say, you know, I would love to serve in this capacity. I would love to help in this ministry or that work. That's where I can really be fulfilled. Some of you are saying, me? No, not me. I don't have any gifts. I don't have any callings. Oh, yes, you do. You do, and the scripture says that God doesn't want you to be ignorant about it, not have the knowledge of your gift. He wants you to understand that this is how the body functions. And if we don't all find our place, then the body is greatly handicapped. Greatly handicapped. It's a work of the Spirit of God. The scripture says that this gift, that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. This manifestation, the word means something to be put on exhibit, or it becomes obvious. It's obvious that some people have particular gifts in certain areas, and whenever they find that place, they're full of joy serving in that place. Amen. Glory to God. I have to tell you, there's no experience in this life greater than finding a place and letting God use you in that place. No experience greater than knowing that you are where you need to be. And it's not just for preachers. It's not for just those who are called to preach or called to some public ministry. That's not the way it is at all. When you read through this chapter, You see that the church is hindered, it's handicapped whenever one says this is more important than the other, or that we don't all have our place. We do. Amen. And when we fulfill that, when we find that, then not only great joy, but great profit comes to the body of Christ. Amen. When you have people who are servants or people who are full of mercy, then you see needs and you want to help people in their need. Compassion is a wonderful thing to have, but compassion without action doesn't really get the job done. If you feel the need and you see the need, then you need to step forward and do something about the need. Amen. Some are gifted as givers. You say, oh, I don't have any money. That's not what the Bible says. Givers are not people who necessarily have a great amount of means. Those are people who look for ways that they can give, even when they don't have much to give. They look for ways to give. And God gives them the ability to accumulate things or to develop things or to work in such a way that they can give to the body of Christ, because that's the gift that God has given to them. The gift of being a giver. Amen. Too often people think, I can't be a giver because I'm poor. I don't have any money to give. That's not it at all. Givers give and they find a way to give, because God has blessed them. It's a spiritual gift. So their bank account may be low or it may be zero, but God gives to them supernatural ways that they can give. Amen. Glory to God. And it's wonderful to see it in action. It's wonderful when you see God working in the lives of people who operate in these various gifts that God has placed in the body. Ephesians says, He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. These that are in more or less public ministry, their calling is to encourage the body, to train the body, to teach the body, to motivate the body, to encourage the body. Because if it's just them, just the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, if it's just them, then they are going to be limited. God has placed them in the body to perfect or mature the saints for the work of the ministry and for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. When it's all working together, then good things, wonderful things, great things begin to take place when we all find our place. Amen. Amen. So we're not to be without knowledge concerning spiritual gifts, but we're to allow God by His Spirit to deal with us and to prepare our hearts to do a task. And whatever it is, no task is small, no task is greater or smaller. We all find our place. And when we do, the body of Christ profits. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if all of us here, all 30 of us here tonight in this sanctuary, if we find our place, you talk about a powerful force for God. If this group right here, you say, we're small, there's not a big group of people here. Oh, if 30 people slipped into their spiritual calling and begin to actively obey God in that area, that will be something mighty. Hallelujah. Amen. Mighty and wonderful and powerful for God. Amen. Father, we thank You. Thank You, Lord, that You have set these gifts in the body. We thank You for that. And I just pray, Lord, for every man and woman, every individual here tonight, that they will not just say, no, not me. I could never fulfill that calling or task. But instead that every one of us would say, okay, Lord, I don't know and I can't see how You could use me, but I do want the joy of serving. I do want the joy of my life becoming something beyond just myself and my own needs and my own person and responsibility. Lord, give me, Lord, something beyond myself. Others, other people. Lord, I want to bless the body. I want it to see the body affected, strengthened, encouraged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you'll pray that kind of a prayer sincerely, God will use you. God will use you. Praise the Lord. Amen.